Cuba, and much more. Today is Monday, May 15, 2023. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel on Sunday congratulated the nation's mothers on their day. In his Twitter profile, the president wrote, "Love can do anything. Every Cuban mother is proof of that. To all, infinite thanks and much love today. Congratulations, mothers and grandmothers of Cuba." A delegation from the Cuban Women Federation, FMC, headed by its general secretary and member of the political bureau of the Communist Party of Cuba and the state consul, Teresa Amarille, will continue in the Vietnamese province of Ninh Bình, the work visits it has been conducting since last Thursday. The FMC delegation completed an intense work program in the province of Haiphong last weekend, which included a tribute to the founder of the Hamanima city, General E. Chan, and visits to the port company and the social care and protection center. Amarelle and her delegation learned about the operation of the Center for Women and Development, as well as the work carried out by a unit of the National Union of Women of Vietnam in the Dong Xuan market. Amarelle and her group were received last week by the President of the National Assembly of Vietnam, Vo Dinh Hue, who ratified Vietnam's support to Cuba, especially in the current complex international context. A Cuban film festival and the lengthening of the training of Cuban athletes on French soil are among the activities of Cuba Cooperation France, Cuba Coupe, in the coming months, the association called for. In the context of the annual celebration devoted to Cuba by the organization, its president, Victor Fernandez, advanced that the conditions are created for the first Cuban film festival in the town of Vitry-sur-Seine, where the French public will have the opportunity to enjoy, from June 17 to the 24th, several films, and thereby getting by this closer to Cuba. Likewise, the meeting with the Seventh Art in the Commune, located in the Paris region, will include a room for solidarity with the island, which has been facing for more than 60 years the economic, commercial, and financial blockade imposed by the United States. Cuba and Vietnam agreed to strengthen cooperation in the field of veterinary medicine on the occasion of the visit of Deputy Minister Mauricio Chavarria at the head of a delegation of the Ministry of Agriculture. On his last day in Ho Chi Minh City, Chavarria held a meeting with the General Director of the Asian Veterinary Medicine Company, Achao Farm, Nguyen Phu Gia, at the end of which a memorandum of understanding was signed between that entity and the Cuban business group La Befam. The document lays the foundations for Achao Farm to export veterinary drugs that La Befam will distribute in Cuba, as well as work in close collaboration to develop and manufacture biological and other products of natural origin aimed at solving problems encountered in animal breeding. Once the potential and suitability of the products have been determined, a contract will be signed for the joint production and commercialization in the respective domestic and international markets, which will also ensure the transference of technology. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.